This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Germany's military says a firefight involving Western forces erupted at Kabul Airport on Monday when Afghan guards exchanged fire with unidentified gunmen, adding to the evacuation chaos as the United States faces pressure to extend its deadline to withdraw. Thousands of Afghans and foreigners have crowded the airport for days, hoping to catch a flight out after Taliban fighters captured Afghanistan's capital on August 15th, as U.S.-led forces aim to complete their pullout by the end of the month. Officials claim 20 people have been killed in the chaos at the airport, most in shootings and stampedes, as U.S. and international forces try to evacuate citizens and vulnerable Afghans. One person was killed in Monday's clash. NATO officials said the situation was under control after the shooting. The Taliban have deployed fighters outside the airport where they have tried to help enforce some kind of order. On Sunday, Taliban fighters beat back crowds a day after 7 Afghans were killed in a crush at the gates as the deadline for the withdrawal of foreign troops approached. The Taliban seized power just over a week ago as the United States and its allies withdrew troops after a 20-year war launched in the weeks after the September 11, 2001 attacks. U.S. forces were hunting al-Qaeda leaders and sought to punish those at the al-Qaeda leaders' Taliban hosts. The administration of Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump, struck a deal with the Taliban last year, allowing the United States to withdraw its forces in exchange for security guarantees. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. The United States on Monday imposed sanctions on an Eritrean official it accused of being engaged in serious human rights abuse in the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region, where thousands have been killed and over 2 million displaced. The U.S. Treasury Department, in a statement, said it blacklisted the chief of staff of the Eritrean Defense Forces. The Treasury said he commands forces that have been operating in Tigray and accused the forces of being responsible for massacres, sexual assaults, and purposely shooting civilians in the streets, among other human rights abuses. The United States has repeatedly called for Eritrean troops to withdraw from Tigray. Eritrea sent troops to Tigray after Ethiopian federal forces launched an offensive in November in response to attacks on federal government bases by forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Eritrea denied for months that its troops were in the region, but later acknowledged their presence while denying they were responsible for abuses. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected within hours to step down from his post, handing his office to Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. She'll become the state's first female governor. Cuomo announced his resignation just under 2 weeks ago, rather than face a likely impeachment battle over allegations of sexual harassment. But on Monday, he defended his record over a decade as New York's governor and portrayed himself as the victim of what he called a media frenzy in a pre-recorded farewell address released at noon local time. A judge in the District of Columbia on Monday sentenced Enrico Tarrio, a leader of the right-wing extremist group The Proud Boys, to 155 days in jail for burning a Black Lives Matter flag and possessing a large-capacity ammunition magazine. Tarrio pleaded guilty to the charges last month. According to court documents, Tarrio was among a group of Proud Boys during a demonstration in Washington, D.C. on December 12, 2020. According to comments Tarrio made afterward, the group stole a Black Lives Matter banner from a church and set it on fire. Tarrio was arrested in January when he arrived in Washington 2 days before the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. At the time of his arrest, he was carrying 2 large-capacity ammunition magazines. He did not take part in the January 6th riot, in which supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol building, sending lawmakers into hiding as they sought to certify his election defeat to Joe Biden. The FBI had said Tarrio's arrest was an effort to preempt the events of January 6th. Several other members of the Proud Boys were taken into custody after the riot at the Capitol. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.